Hello, welcome to the keynote coverage. Yes, we've got here. We assembled early. Doc assembled early. Doc assembled early. How about that, eh? We're going to talk at Tim and Tim's. Tim listens to the Mac show. Did you see his tweet last night? One more sleep. There's no way that's a coincidence. You know he listens.
So true.
Yeah, we're live at the keynote. We're going to talk over the whole thing. Ian Lewis says that Apple Music is jumpy, though. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. I've got plenty of bandwidth here, and it doesn't seem to be that interested, to be honest. I don't know what's going on. I'm worried about starting Chrome and then everything going Xylon-y, so tell me if it does. And then Saturday I'll have to restart.
I don't hear the Apple Music jumping either.
Nope.
It's your shit bandwidth then, Ian.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So we're expecting silicon tonight, yep.
Yeah, but the Apple kind.
You're not the boob that I drew for last week's Mac show. That went down pretty well, actually.
I like this song. This is Tones and I.
What's the balance like between us?
I'm cool. He's smart.
No.
He's handsome.
Oh, I don't know what that does for you. Shut up. chat room, tell me if we're balanced with the Apple audio okay. Or were the ones a bit too dominant? Because we do want to talk over it. There's no point in not talking over it. They're taking the social distancing serious. Look, Tim on his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, says Ian Lewis. Thank you. I up, Tim.
On his own in Cafe Mac.
Tim, our number one listener. Our team focused. They haven't stopped it. Blinkered, that is, Tim. That gesture was blinkered. Delivering four new products ever.
Powerful operator. Oh my God, they're going to do new Apple Watches? Oh, wait.
No.
An Apple Watch 6. Series 6A. On your... Muller says he can't hear Tim.
Then listen on your own device.
Muller, turn up your
more powerful 8th generation iPad and the stunning and versatile new iPad Air. The amazingly capable and compact HomePod Mini. And we began a new era for iPhone with iPhone 12. And for people who want the most out of their iPhone,
Here's what we told you less than 2 weeks ago.
We're so excited. iPhone 12 mini and iPhone 12 Pro Max will begin shipping this Friday. But there is just one more thing.
You shouldn't have done
that. It's time to talk about the Mac. We love the Mac. It's in our DNA. And it's the tool that we use to build our phenomenal lineup of products. Our users love it too. Today, the Mac is stronger than ever. It continues to lead the industry in customer satisfaction as it has for over a decade.
Oh, Tim.
And more customers than ever.
Anybody
who
got that on his bingo card already got
it. In fact, the Mac business grew by nearly 30% last quarter, and the Mac is having its best year ever. And the Mac continues to attract new users. Today, over 50% of buyers are new to the Mac.
I'm starting to think I should put tea in my mug instead of...
And all around the world... People use the Mac to do remarkable things.
Yeah, like Jeff, add an extra spoon of sugar for it. Add an extra spoonful of sugar every time he says ever and see if you're diabetic by the end
innovate.
Of it.
They use the Mac
totally.
To help
No, you would be eating. I'll be in a coma before we get two-thirds of the way through.
There's a certain kind of person who doesn't take no for an answer. They don't walk in quietly. They parade in, trailblazing, eyebrow raising, status quo breaking. grazing greatness, braving hatred, and taking up space. Never got a seat at the table, so they can't sit and behave. They'd rather defy the rules and amaze. There's a certain kind of person who doesn't wait for greatness.
This is a 2020 here's to the crazy ones.
They make it.
I do like that they included Lisa Simpson.
Hope Lisa's the next CEO.
It's great to see how people use the Mac to do such amazing things.
Home was the next one in charge of logistics.
The Mac has always been about innovation
and bold change. In June, we announced that the Mac is taking another huge leap forward by transitioning to Apple Silicon. And we promised that the first Mac with Apple Silicon would arrive by the end of this year. Well, that day is here. To tell you more, here's John.
Does that mean it's arriving today?
Down to the white
we
level,
the
to the white room.
And our teams have been working tirelessly to deliver the best lineup of notebooks and
careful,
desktops.
Careful, don't pan to where Johnny I's got electrodes on his testicles.
To take a gigantic leap forward. To
do they
this,
still
we
keep him locked in that room?
Yeah,
totally. That's why he hasn't
so
done anything
for the past several years. We've had our teams working.
He's going to be mummified soon.
Of defining and building the next generation of Mac. And at the core of this effort is the silicon. We've been making Apple Silicon for more than a decade. It's at the heart of iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. And now we want to bring it to the Mac. So the Mac can take a huge leap forward with the incredible performance, custom technologies, and industry-leading power efficiency of Apple Silicon. And as we've said, we're developing a family of chips. And we're going to transition the Mac line to these new chips over the next couple of years. Well, today, we are incredibly excited to announce our first step in this transition with our first chip designed specifically.
I got to say, I gave Ellis my my 2012 MacBook
M1
the other week.
M1 and, has been optimized.
I had it in my hands. I opened it. I used it. I set it up for him. It's just like,
size and power,
I don't want super thin. I liked this form factor. I like the extra battery.
Capable chip. And it ushers in,
I really want to go back to that kind of size and weight.
Now let's get started by spending a few minutes on a deep dive into this new chip.
Went a little bit overboard with thinness.
But they've made great battery advances, I totally get that. But why don't we just have the battery included in it? Well, I suppose it's size for airlines maybe and stuff like that as well.
While relentlessly focusing on power efficiency.
With a 16-inch, I think they're right at the border of what they can do.
And every Mac with M1 will be transformed into a completely different class of product. M1 is the first system on chip or SoC for
there's a Bondi Blue Mac sitting on that cabinet back there.
Until now, a Mac needed more
chips. Oh my God, they're bringing back the original iMac format.
It had chips for the processor, I/O, security, and memory. Now with M1, these technologies are combined into a single SoC, delivering a whole new level of integration for more simplicity, efficiency, and amazing performance. M1 also features our Unified Memory Architecture, or UMA. M1 unifies its high bandwidth, low latency memory into a single pool within a custom package.
Use the
as a result,
moniker at some
all of the
point?
Technologies
the motion
in the SoC can access the same data without copying it between.
Yeah, there is a point here from Ian Lewis saying, why have they called it the M1? That's constantly clogged with traffic.
M1 is the first personal computer chip built using the interesting
5
nanometer
process
technology.
Well, if you use your CPU, right, it would be too, right?
With incredibly small transistors.
Bronwyn, hello, missus. She says, can I get an updated Mac Cube? I would love a Mac Cube for my collection, but I haven't got one.
We've ever put into a single chip.
I really desperately want a Mac Cube.
M1 has a massive 16 billion transistors. And we use all of these transistors to give M1 amazing performance and leading edge technologies. And our goal is to make each of these technologies best in class. The incredible performance of M1 starts with the CPU, which features two types of cores, high performance and high efficiency. Each performance core is designed to run a single task or thread as efficiently as possible while maximizing
performance.
Kind of
makes you wonder why they kept talking about the A14 for so long if they're not calling the new Mac chip
when it comes to low power silicon,
A-something.
Our high performance core is the world's fastest CPU core.
Oh my God, they use Keynote with the blur.
It's incredibly fast high performance core. So
that's the worst affecting Keynote Anvil.
As well. to handle lighter work.
I love Anvil, but can I get rid of the shitty smoke, please? Because I used to be able to, and now I can't.
The power while still delivering outstanding performance. These e-cores are the most efficient ways to run lightweight tasks and allow the performance cores to be used for the most demanding
workloads. Steam pressure valve, release valve.
Efficiency cores, which on their own deliver similar performance as the current generation dual-core MacBook Air at much lower power. And finally, M1 has our latest performance controller that determines in real time where code runs for maximum performance and efficiency. Altogether, the 8-core CPU in M1 is by far the highest performance CPU we've ever created. And more importantly, it delivers this performance at the lowest
new
8-core possible
power. Processor that we've just invented is just slightly worse than the Intel.
The M1 CPU leads the industry by delivering the world's best CPU performance.
And again, Anvil. What's with Anvil? Jesus Christ.
The CPU they always use power that.
Who the hell's in charge of comms? Get them shot.
And here's M1. M1
Joseph
delivers
Anvil
significantly
Jr.
higher performance at every
power
and
at just 10 watts, the thermal envelope of a MacBook Air, you can see that M1 delivers up to 2 times the CPU performance of the PC chip. And M1 can deliver the peak performance of the PC chip while using just a quarter of the power.
Man, you this have to listen deal. Really close to when he says the PC
rare.
Chip. To hear it as the PC chip and not something else completely.
Low power silicon demand, gains in performance per watt.
Oh yeah,
very
good
smooth,
point.
One chip to the next. But when we look at M1,
is that a Windows PC chip?
3 times improvement in performance per watt.
This
see? Is unheard of.
Yeah, no, I
now,
like
what
that.
What about graphics? We design GPUs that deliver
the maximum like the flow
performance in the thermal envelope of each of our products.
Why is there a bottle of hand sanitizer
this results
on
in
only
a
one table?
System with a GPU that complements
it does kind of feel a bit Werner von Braun, doesn't it?
Typically, PCs can't achieve this balance with integrated graphics. To get great graphics performance, they have to use a discrete chip which consumes a lot of power. M1 is different. With its integrated graphics, we get the best of both worlds. Incredible performance.
And I'm sure he's not German either, by the way.
The
he sounds
GPU
a bit Spanish.
The GPU
and
M1 benefits from years of thorough analysis of Mac applications. Mm-hmm. It's the most advanced graphics processor we've ever created. And
the
Flonase
B
of these
is
GPU cores,
Antonio Banderas sound alike.
Capable of executing nearly 24,000 threads at a time, from teraflops to texture bandwidth to fill rate, along with its incredible
isn't
efficiency.
Armando Asante or something?
Class of its own. Here is the graphics performance.
He's French, isn't he? Isn't Armando Asante
if it's better.
And here's M1. M1 delivers significantly
the
higher performance.
It's better than the phone
level.
Or the iPad.
With
M1 right?
Delivering
pretty good.
Up to 2 times more graphics performance.
Well, he's saying it's
PC
a quarter
chip.
Of the power, so they're down
again,
on the power to
M1
maximize
can
the chip.
The peak performance of the PC chip while using
yeah, but they've not given a rating on the
power.
PC chip. That's the only thing that's bullshit about
computers.
This.
M1 has
yeah.
The world's
we don't know. I mean, what does latest
more Anvil.
I mean, it could be like the crappiest machine they could find. Oh, it was released yesterday, so it's the latest.
Yeah, Samsung with a plug-in 64 gig.
Most
chip.
Advanced neural engine. With a 16-core design, it's capable
eight
of
mega
executing
RAM.
A massive 11 trillion operations per second.
Yep.
The entire M1 chip is designed to excel at machine learning. And tasks like video analysis, voice recognition, and image processing will have a level of performance never seen
to be fair,
it
needs more than 64 mega RAM,
M1
right?
Integrates our latest generation neural enclave.
128, maybe.
It's faster than ever and brings best-in-class security to the Mac. So that's M1, our first SoC designed for the Mac. With its 8-core CPU featuring the world's fastest CPU.
This is the slow one, people.
Along with an 8-core GPU that delivers the world's
the
fastest
M1 is
integrated graphics.
Yeah,
M1
is they didn't get to the next faster one yet.
And it has leading edge.
Because he said our
like
first.
The neural engine,
I think there's
going to
be a higher bar.
A faster secure enclave. Our latest
I think
he
just meant this the first they're releasing.
Unique combination of
yeah, I get that. So I'm just
yeah, but they
because, you know, Apple tends to go in order, right?
M1 is by far the best chip we've ever created. And we're absolutely thrilled to bring it to the Mac.
Best chip
now,
we've ever created. I'm going to be so drunk before we're done with this.
It is so incredibly exciting to think about the Macs we can build with the performance
that's the funny thing I thought about that
of M1.
Earlier.
The Mac
Apple created their own category.
This profound.
So they just compared everything to themselves and they're like
the
best ever.
For all Apple products, it's the tight integration of hardware and software that makes the user experience so amazing. To deepen this integration on the Mac,
just
we use Mac-specific software workloads to optimize the architecture of M1. And in the same way iOS
no, if I was
and
smart,
iPad
I would have
OS
brought,
are built to maximize our A-series chip,
refill my
Mac OS X has been
it's only
going to
last
an
hour, boys.
M1. To hear how it unlocks entirely new experiences and
Big Sur's due out, isn't it,
let's
today?
Let's turn it over to Craig.
You reckon they're going to flop it out this week?
For the first time.
Of course.
Because it went to the stable, didn't it?
So. Own silicon. I'm so excited about what this means for the platform. Our latest release, macOS Big Sur, is absolutely
the M1 runs keynote animations 251% faster, says he.
Powerful updates, apps like Safari and Messages, and the latest improvements to our industry-leading privacy features.
GB Redneck wants to know if they're filming this with the iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Hardware and software, we're able to make the things you love about
your Mac to a Red Komodo.
Your Mac now instantly wakes from sleep, just like the iPhone and iPad.
Use the iPhone for audio only.
Let's set the mood.
Yeah. Craig's gonna shag a Mac. Oh.
How cool is that?
Craig is slick.
Because things you brought out the
How cool is a pink light in my face?
Are nearly instantaneous. And you Safari, which is already the world's fastest browser, really shines on Apple Silicon. It's now 1.5 times speedier at running JavaScript and almost 2 times more responsive. The whole system is distinctly snappy, and system animations are buttery smooth. The sheer speed of M1, together
like
with macOS technologies like Metal,
like
deliver
butter.
A huge boost to the most demanding apps. So you can render 3D animations or edit raw video footage with ease. Now, part of the secret behind this breakthrough performance is M1's unified memory architecture. We built macOS on Apple Silicon to use the same data formats for things like video decode, GPU, and display. So there's no need for expensive copying or translation. And macOS gives apps access to more graphics memory than ever, unlocking breakthrough performance for tasks ranging from color grading 6K video to playing graphically intensive games or performing real-time machine learning inference. Big Sur also
is
features
that the nice
power
way of saying that Macs
which
are finally going to have graphics
tasks between M1's performance
with,
and efficiency cores
with PCs. And I just realized
tasks,
that
like reading a note,
my time continuum got messed up again, and
like
I said that too
game.
Early.
So your Mac gives you quiet performance and even better battery life. When it comes to security, M1 represents a major leap forward. For years on iOS, we've worked to continuously advance the state of the art.
Well, at least you know they're not going to say, and here's
with
a demo of Fortnite running on a Mac.
Architecture to the Mac. This includes not only hardware-verified secure boot and automatic high-performance encryption for all your files, but also new security protections built deep into the code execution architecture of M1.
Yeah,
giving you the most advanced
security.
Ian says, is Craig whiter?
macOS
no, he was always white, mate.
Down to its core to fully take advantage of all the capability and power of M1. And it does this all while maintaining everything you love about macOS. Of course,
just before
lockdown. All of our apps for M1. From every app that comes with macOS to every other app made by Apple. Apps like Pages, Numbers, Keynote,
it's suggesting that Craig's just opened an instant version of Pornhub on that Mac.
M1. For example, with Logic Pro,
that's why they was playing the Boom Chicka Wow music.
More instruments and effect plugins. And Final Cut Pro can fly through tasks like rendering a complex timeline up to 6 times faster. We can't wait for you to unleash your creativity.
Now that Final Cut is SoC capable, I hope it
moves
to iPad.
A greater range of apps than ever before. First,
yeah, the only problem
apps.
You've got with all of those, though, is not it's not just well, it's not the only problem because you've got the computing problem, but you've got the interface problem. Because I'm when I'm on Final Cut, you know, my left hand is working harder than my right hand in most cases on shortcuts.
That's a personal problem.
Meaning that one app can run on.
I did say on shortcuts, not talking masturbation.
We're hearing a lot of excitement from developers as they get
you
ready to launch their universal app.
Side,
for example,
use the phone
Omnibus
as
is
extra
bringing
buttons,
universal versions
you know what I mean?
Of all of their great Mac apps. And Adobe is
yeah, I keep looking at the
starting with Lightroom next month.
The what's it
and
shuttle device, you know, the kind of
Photoshop early next year.
I've hovered over that
for
a couple of times to buy it and I've always backed away.
To Universal, Big Sur includes amazing new technology, Rosetta 2.
Yeah, that's the
on
one I've looked
systems,
at. But
Rosetta
just,
seamlessly runs apps.
I back away from it every
so
time because the number of graphics tablets I bought for Photoshop and ended up just spinning them. I don't like
and
them.
Get to the next level
if you, I think
game.
If you get into a mouse, it's
thanks
really
to
hard
Metal
to come away
M1,
from it.
Some of the most graphically demanding apps actually perform better under Rosetta than
the LumaFusion is dope because of the pencil.
Previous Macs with integrated graphics.
Something we're not used to.
It's really incredible.
Once you figure it out, it's amazing.
The transition to M1 is also great for developers.
Oh, Ian feels the need to clarify that he was talking about his hair, not how white Craig looks.
On iPhone and iPad, so they can
it is winter, mate. His tan's gone to have subsided a little bit.
And these new Macs can do something
it looks like skinny John King.
Like for the first Mac. Time ever, you can run your favorite iPhone and iPad apps it was directly on your Mac.
Oh, okay, here we go. More so we've been talking about integration now for about the last 6 years. You do. And all of your iPhone apps play directly now. Not just not just arcade.
Only going to get better. Well, developers continue to build
developers
new apps
can
for
opt out, so it,
here are
it
some of them
see.
In action.
And Google and Facebook have already said they're opting out.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Facebook opted out a long time ago.
Hello. I work for a company called Panic.
Cinema 4D. Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Panic.
I've been at Adobe for over 20 years. At Panic, we make Mac software.
A coding app for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Helps people be less boring on video.
When we first heard about Apple Silicon on Mac,
we're announcing that the Mac is transitioning to our own Apple Silicon.
It blew my mind.
One word was amazing. We were just waiting for this specific moment.
What does this mean for the desktop?
A device
this
is like a, we like so a well. Mini
we got the first developer units as soon as they
it's,
were announced.
It's cool
this
to get
was the easiest transition that we've ever had.
Getting our apps ready for Apple Silicon on Mac literally took us a day.
We didn't really have to do anything to port to them.
And it actually took me 10 minutes.
Here we are. We got this.
Boom.
Wow.
You immediately 3D notice is dope. That it's incredibly fast.
We can move much faster.
There are some operations which are really quite remarkable. Select object, we've seen that operation up to 8 times faster.
We can travel the entire world of the Forgotten Realms without any kind of texture popping.
It was rendering
2 times faster.
3 times faster.
4 times.
8 times faster. Much, much faster.
Super schneller. Mega schnell.
People are going to be
super, super schnell.
Super schnell.
Super schnell.
Super schnell.
Yeah, super schnell.
That was super schnell.
Super schnell.
You don't have to use any of
this. Super, super schnell, yeah.
It's always about
the power.
The more powerful the computer is, the more we can have fun in our apps.
For example, using CoreML to automatically detect hand position.
Edit 8K raw footage.
Hundreds of thousands of layers.
Millions of objects.
Almost limitless interactivity.
Rotate. Zoom.
We keep zooming in. Keep zooming in some more. At this point, we're 100,000,000% zoomed in.
The future that I dream of,
let me look into the crystal ball.
A seamless workflow from your phone or your iPad to your Mac.
Pushing the limits on each and every surface. You open that giant file and boom, it's there.
See the infiniteness in what you can create.
So far, this has really been just a load of people who were incredibly excited who said very little accurately.
This is
huge. Applicable.
Yep. Can't be done with Apple Silicon.
Oh God, I'm so excited! Yeah, super excited, yeah.
Super, super.
Super schnell excited, yeah.
It's amazing super to see developers take advantage of the incredible performance and features M1.
Ich bin super excited.
We can't wait to see them reimagine what apps can do. Over to you, John.
Who's not locked in the basement, obviously. Oh, he's in space. John is Virgil.
Dude, the rainbow gates are so dope from the air.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to throw a button.
John's in an empty auditorium.
That'd be the sickest nightclub ever.
Oh, yes. The combination of M1 and Mac OS Big Sur is super exciting. It truly takes the Mac to whole new level.
That's a ski slope, not hair.
All the technologies we need for the next generation of Mac. And it's time to introduce the first Mac with M1.
20 minutes in, and they're just mentioning the first Mac taking M1.
Here it is.
I want an M1 with those colors for my wall. Just like that.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I
want to put it on the wall.
Oh, butterfly keyboard switches. It bounces. There.
This is the new MacBook Air with M1. The day the first MacBook Air was pulled
out. Now here's the thing, right?
It defined.
I think they've got to roll out a roadmap for implementation of silicon in all the other Macs, because unless they do, no one's going to buy it anyway. No one's going to sit here right now and go, oh, I'll buy a 16-inch tomorrow because they didn't put it in last night. They're going, I know it's coming to 16-inch, I'll wait till it does. So unless they put a roadmap in...
I mean, they put
most normal people don't think like we do.
They're going to do it in the next 2 years. So, I mean, it's not hard to figure out that there will be maybe like one update and then that's it. Like one Intel release and then they're going silicon.
I just feel like it makes no sense to release one Mac with silicon in and not at least display a roadmap. No, I know there's not going to be one, and eventually it'll go through the entire product line, but it's like if you're at a high end, if you're saying I'm a Mac Pro user, I'm going to wait because, you know, I want to upgrade my Mac, my trash can Mac, so I'm going to put a silicon in next. There's no point in because I'm in that kind of position. I've got a six-year-old Mac, but it still runs like slick as snot. You know, I'd probably look next year maybe at upgrading, year after, but... If I was sitting going, well, if I knew it was coming in 3 months, would I jump in 3 months? I probably would, as opposed to jumping in a year. That's what I'm saying. I think people would spend more if they saw a roadmap of the model that they were executing or wanting.
Okay, so the Mac Pro is not going to be in the first five?
Yeah, no, that was just an example.
The small size one. And then bigger, like normal MacBook.
I don't think a roadmap would make any difference, because as I said, they have said within the next 2 years. So, like, I mean, you can figure out when that will be. And some people will want to jump on an Intel Mac because they want to stay on Intel for as long as possible.
Based on performance, statistics, Magic Man says this is going to kill the 13-inch MacBook stone dead. And he's right. No one's going to buy that.
The 13-inch MacBook is going to get replaced today. That's what I'm trying to tell you people.
Yeah, but there's always been a separation between the Air and the 13-inch, isn't there?
Yeah, but then when they introduce the silicone 13-inch today, it will be faster, so the separation will return.
You think they're going to introduce that today?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I get that, but I'm sitting thinking, right,
the 16
saying,
is not going to get replaced yet. They're going to induce another Intel 16
that's fine.
To make up for the shitty i9. And then
that just makes no sense.
Okay.
That just, I don't see how that makes sense when you are wholesale changing to silicon. Also remarkable
is that with industry.
What Patrice and Lori said.
Go on, Jeff.
Apple has some performance issues to work out on the high end still. Without a fan. And those performance issues aren't really relevant on these models. So roll these out, and then while they're working on hammering out the high-end performance issues, you know, they've got time to do that. Hours of video playback.
That's what Patrice said last week. That's what Lori said, Lori Gill, and just what I agree with, and Jeff just reinstated. So I stand corrected.
This is
the longest battery life ever in a MacBook Air, and as users, because the power consumption down, which is great. I just think it's. We know camera image quality. I don't know. I think there's more of a negative than there is a positive to releasing a. There's more of a positive to releasing a roadmap than there is a negative.
As I said, they are, in my opinion, they've already released the roadmap. The roadmap is by fall 2022, everything will be in M1. As well as you don't need anything more.
No, I get that.
That's all you need.
I get that, but if I'm sitting thinking I could do with a new MacBook, I'm looking at, well, I'm not going to buy a 13-inch Air. That's not going to happen. So what would I buy? I'm not going to buy anything if they don't tell me what's coming. Nah, it's never happening.
For what you can do with an iPad Air, you can get away with an iPad Pro and call it a day.
My prediction is we will see the last Intel Macs by probably mid next year. That's the last
WWDC.
We will see, and everything after that will be silicon based.
100%.
I think you nailed it. And transformed it into something far beyond any other thin and light
notebook. And even with this gigantic increase in performance, along with its new features, and it runs faster than my Mac Pro. Bastards.
I doubt that. Maybe single.
It probably does run faster, but not deeper. Similar to the fact that my 5 can outrun a Ferrari 0 to 60, but after that, I'm done.
3.5 times faster CPU, 5 times faster GPU. All
yeah, but you've got the bragging rights. Design.
It also has a bit of Ferrari off the line. By the time, the 60 is real quick on an electric car. So after that, the engine's just going to eat you alive. In a MacBook
Air. So once again, MacBook Air completely redefines the MacBook Air, thin and light notebook.
Sorry, the MacBook Air is an iPad Pro with a keyboard. Yeah, it's kind of it.
This new MacBook Air.
Actually, looking at the power consumption change as well, it's going to be interesting to see what this does to cooling.
And with M1, giving it more...
Considering the iPad doesn't get hot, this is very intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Huge increase.
Yeah, I mean, I've never gotten it. And all.
That's just nuts. But that unbelievable combination of performance and portability is by far the best MacBook Air ever made. That's not all. Because today, we're bringing
Drink.
M1 to another beloved Mac. And here it is.
It's the Mac Mini.
Yes, the Mac Mini has to come out because it's already out.
Right.
Well, I mean, and they said beloved, and everybody loves their minis.
Yeah, that's true.
But no form factor change.
No need. It's designed
just no need.
Little boxes.
Jesus. You get so defensive, you fanboys.
It's not defensive. I'm just saying no need. It's just a common sense statement. It's beautiful. It's always been beautiful. It's not a defense mechanism.
This is the new Mac Mini. The tremendous level of integration offered by the system-on-a-chip design of M1 allows us to pack a remarkable amount of performance and capability into its compact design.
If it stays at $499.
Tell you more about it, here's Julie.
But I don't think it's going
to. Oh, the base model might, but like the one you want is going to be like $1,200.
Mac Mini delivers the Mac desktop experience in an incredibly small factor.
So far, I've called it for the computers that were being announced today.
Array of connectivity and signature
well
design.
Done, Jeff.
And most of all, I love its versatility.
Not like it was Mac hard to predict
home
this.
Offices,
yeah, exactly.
Home theaters,
but
studios,
I'll take whatever victories I can get.
Today, M1 comes to Mac Mini, bringing a seismic shift in what an ultra-compact desktop can do. With the 8-core CPU in M1, Mac Mini delivers
my lead developer at Ecamm says it screams because now it's released. He can talk about it.
This is a monumental leap in CPU performance for Mac Mini. So if you're a developer compiling a million lines in Xcode, or a musician,
he literally just texted me that because I've been waiting. He said, I'm not going to tell you until it comes out.
I mean, the long and the short of the conversation we just had about me was the fact that, Ewan, what the hell are you doing trying to buy a Mac Pro? Just buy a Mac Mini.
Yeah, well, no, dude, it's been stated over and over again how much faster the standard issue iMac is than a Mac Pro.
Like designing a graphics-intensive game in Unity. Or...
I shouldn't call my iMac standard issue. It's fully loaded.
While playing a great game like Baldur's Gate 3. The Mini has an outrageous amount of performance in such a
Actually, this iMac beats the iMac Pro right now, which is silly.
If you compare Mac Mini to the top-selling piece of desktop in its price range, the Mini is just one-tenth the size.
Oh, that's not a fair comparison.
It's up to five times faster. Mac Mini just blows the competition
away. The desktop has more extensibility.
There's more. With M1 bringing the Neural Engine to Mac Mini, machine learning workloads take a quantum leap forward with up to 15 times faster ML performance than the previous generation. This means the new Mac Mini will supercharge innovative features that are powered by ML, like magically increasing the resolution of a photo in Pixelmator Pro, giving it more sharpness and detail. It also makes Mac Mini a great machine for developers, scientists, and engineers utilizing deep learning technologies like TensorFlow
and cranky British blokes,
which are now accelerated by M1. And with the Mac Mini's advanced thermal design,
mate, fishing for you couldn't be easier.
Easily sustaining breakthrough.
You started this morning when I said congratulations for turning up earlier.
How much space is in that?
Shut up.
Now I got a big one here. Oh,
hey,
I got a big
Thunderbolt
one.
Thunderbolt 4.
Wide range of peripherals.
What does that mean, USB 4? That was a bad graph.
Thunderbolt casings plus USB 4.
And Big Sur,
okay.
Our most versatile Mac packs a
so Thunderbolt 4 USB 4 or Thunderbolt and USB 4?
My guess is Thunderbolt and USB 4.
And capability
But we'll be able to double check the specs.
As far as I remember, there is no real difference other than one is used before, but it works over the same.
No other basic protocol. $699. Wait, that's cheap, bro.
It's saying that's $100 less than the previous generation. So.
$799 and I think $1,299 were the prices. With a 3 times faster CPU. Is it $1,099?
6 times faster GPU and the neural engine that boosts ML.
I wonder how good is the slow one, though. Times. You know how that goes. Because you always, by the time you're done, you're always at 1099.
Far more versatile and far more capable than
every Mac Mini I've ever bought has been
1099.
This really is the most incredible Mac Mini we've ever made. Thanks to the integration and phenomenal graphics capabilities of M1, this new Mini
will enable get a Mac Mini next year after moving and everything.
It was never before possible in such a compact design. There's never been a Mac Mini like it. We're still not done. You've seen how the efficiency and integration of M1 yields incredible capability and performance.
You know, every time I see a photo of the Mac Mini in an Apple presentation,
but it's also an excellent choice.
I have this immediate thought of when did they change the color from black? And I know it's never been black, but it looks.
But it would be really easy to gut it and re-anodize that case. Oh goodness, a black one would be dope.
Oh yeah,
I got some spray here, Jeff. I'll do you one. Howard's in the chat room. She says she sees that calling her name. MacBook Pro.
Yeah, 13-inch MacBook Pro.
Here's the new 13-inch MacBook Pro.
Yep.
With M1.
Winner. Drop that.
You nailed it.
Automatically changes your expectations of what a compact Pro notebook can do. And to tell you all about it, here's Shruti.
I'm interested to hear what the performance separation is, though, between the 13 and the Air.
Say I was wrong, Doc. Jeff, you were right.
I didn't say I was wrong. I was asked. I asked a question.
And pros use it to channel their creativity and produce awe-inspiring work. Users love it because it delivers powerful performance and has a gorgeous display, all in a sleek and portable 3-pound design.
Nice kick,
Shruti. And with M1, the 13-inch MacBook Pro becomes way more powerful and way more pro. The 8-core CPU.
Oh, more pro. That's good.
8 times faster performance.
I've been looking for Pro Plus One for a long time.
Yeah, that's called MacBook Pro.
Always go off on the Pro moniker. Right?
Pro Plus One sounds like an erectile dysfunction medicine, doesn't it? Yeah, I want my MacBook to be blue so I get hard for longer.
If your MacBook boots for more than 4 hours, please call your doctor.
Wait, is Callum a medical professional?
And when compared to the but if you've taken a MacBook Pro Plus, don't touch an Adobe because you can get a heart attack.
In fact, the new 13-inch MacBook Pro can do things that no other compact 3-pound Pro notebook can. Like playback
proper door ProRes footage Don McAllister
quality in DaVinci Resolve without dropping a single frame. And when it comes to machine learning,
that's what gets me. Don McAllister buys these to hold doors open.
Thanks to the neural engine,
I want ML that kind is of up money.
Well, he has really nice doors.
Oh, he does, but
which means for on-device ML tasks that use the neural engine, the 13-inch MacBook Pro, the world's fastest compact Pro notebook. The new MacBook Pro also an active cooling system. This allows it to sustain its remarkable Pro performance when ripping through intense.
He wouldn't mind, but they prop the doors open on his jet. And
this right.
The battery life is simply amazing. Thanks to the efficiency of M1 running Big Sur, the new MacBook Pro.
He has toilet rolls specially made so that they wrap around the home. Pods, so that he can pull them off in the toilet of his jet.
More hours than before. And that's the longest battery life ever.
You can watch 10 hours of crap movie with Bill Murray. Of performance
and having to custom make toilet paper rolls. I mean, this is the cross he bears. We should feel sad.
Price of fame, mate.
The new Pro also has studio quality mics with an improved signal to noise ratio. So whether you're on a FaceTime call or recording a vocal track, audio, and it benefits from the M1's advanced camera ISP. So when users are connecting with coworkers on video calls, they'll have sharper video with less grain and better contrast and detail in low-light conditions. With Big Sur and the Secure Enclave, you get best-in-class security features like activation lock, which helps protect your Mac if ever lost or stolen. And finally, with its two Thunderbolt ports with USB 4 support, the new Pro connects to more peripherals than ever, including the Pro Display XDR at full
speed. I still don't get why they don't put more than two ports on it.
Mind-blowing leaps in performance, new features, and a battery life.
It's to create the differentiation between the bigger models.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's an artificial
performance
barrier.
And size should be enough for that.
I agree. And yet here we are.
The new Pro is $1,299.
I mean, to be fair, I barely ever connect more than one cable because I have a Thunderbolt dock.
So that's the new.
I have a Thunderbolt dock. And yeah. Three of the four ports on my MacBook Pro have something plugged into them.
And along with its studio quality mics and improved camera performance, it has the best battery life.
So clearly I have issues.
This is more than a massive
20 hours, man.
The 13-inch MacBook Pro is the ultimate expression of what the M1 chip can do. Now back to John.
We couldn't be more thrilled about the new Mac Mini, MacBook Air, and MacBook Pro. They're the first of a new generation.
But surely the chip is consistent across all three of those form factors.
You can run the same chip at different clock speeds and different thermal profiles and so on and get different performance.
Right, you can have different,
like, I'm pretty sure that
and then by adding active cooling, knowing how thermal processors work on modern die cuts, it will also make the 13 faster because it is actively cooled.
Yeah, the Air is probably the slowest one because it has the smallest battery and like less power and also because of cooling.
These new Macs can now tap into the world's
largest. The amount of wattage you throw at a CPU also controls speed.
We're also proud that these products have been carefully designed to support our net zero carbon goal. The cleanest energy is the energy you never use. And thanks to the efficiency of M1, energy consumption is reduced by up to 60% when these products are
One more thing.
So while there is always more to do, we're thrilled with the progress we've made.
Air tags.
It is so exciting to be able to reinvent three of our most popular and affordable Macs.
We bought Netflix.
And to make things even more exciting, you can order the new MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and MacBook Pro starting today.
Today.
And they will also be available next week.
Doc Rock right again.
MacBook Sur will be available this Thursday. These new systems with M1 join the rest of our Mac product line, including some phenomenal products that we've introduced over the last year.
So if you're thinking of updating your iMac, when are you going to buy one now? Then?
We've ever had.
You've just said
iMac's a month and a half old.
It's going to have a profound impact on the
iMac.
We'll bring performance and capabilities.
Yeah, so you're not going to upgrade now, are you?
Now this journey.
Oh no, I'm gonna buy a portable.
We have a long way to go.
Portable is a 2016, but it's a big daddy. I want a small one.
You're not listening to my point.
Can't wait to see what our users are going to do with them.
If I was sitting going, I want a new iMac, I'm not going to buy one now.
Here's a short film we made to celebrate these new Macs. I hope you enjoy.
No, I don't think so. They're not even in the same ballpark. These guys can't even touch this iMac. Maybe the 21-inch iMac.
The chime is back.
Yeah.
I love the sound.
This chip.
The sound.
It's the Apple chip.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I'm just going to get right into it.
It opens like that.
It's super responsive.
Wow, it really fast.
Has 8 heads. It feels very playful.
Quick, 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 quick.
It's got 8 cores in it.
This tiny thing.
Not even warm. It's probably cooler than my own hands.
The new MacBook Air, cooler than your own hands.
The battery is more time than I generally spend awake in a day.
Even if they haven't been down yet, try.
No noise. It's absolutely silent.
I can't hear anything.
What's really satisfying is when you're sitting with someone and they go like, I want it to be like, and you go like, great. And you can, the faster you can make that happen for them, like that to me is like wizardry.
There is a magic that happens here.
It's really about letting me create faster than my hand can move.
Yo, Steve's the bomb.
I'm doing this on a MacBook Air now, which means it's more accessible.
I can get used to this.
just did this too.
Oh my god, so fast. That's crazy.
Way to go, Phineas.
This truly is a huge day for the Mac and a huge day for Apple. Advancements of this magnitude only come from making bold changes. The M1 chip is by far the most powerful chip that we have ever created.
I want one of those chairs, Tim.
Dramatically faster, provides all new capabilities with extraordinary battery life.
Just throw a brick through the window at your local Apple store and go in and take one.
This is exactly why we are transitioning the Mac to Apple Silicon.
Apple, I don't know if you know about this country and people that look like me and cry. Not only you, Shaq.
Jeff's the solutions, man, clearly.
Point. I'll go get it for you.
Unlike any other in so many ways. We're inspired by the strength, resilience, and creativity we've seen displayed by people all around the world. We're also extremely proud of our teams and the work they've done.
Johnny, I was going to walk in the shot in a minute and go, sorry, Tim, where do I get sushi, mate?
Challenging time. We're looking forward to seeing what you will do with these
problems. He is in the cafe, or maybe what they changed it now. Never mind.
And bringing even more amazing.
Have they kept infinite loop?
Thank you for joining
us. I think it's still called Cafe Next. Well, they just moved it.
Have a great day.
Have they kept infinite loop though?
Shorty,
they
still got the fans. Yeah, they shorty. It's 46 minutes.
Wow, that was short.
Hang on, wait. One more thing.
I miss him.
I'm a PC. Oh. Question? Good, because I have one. Why make all these
dances? Oh, that's so cool.
Right? Oh, you're so quiet now. Look, I'm proud of it. That's my fan. Longer battery life. Plug it in. Where are you going? Just plug it in. Fast. I'm fast. I'm still fast. Check that. Got it? See, still got it. Always been there? I always will be. Fast. Okay. Battery strain. I gotta go plug in. Good luck.
God, I miss John. Oh, they should totally bring this back.
He's awesome.
Look, I'm so fast. Look.
Oh, that is dope.
That is super funny. The world we live in where they have to advertise that everybody stayed 6 feet apart while they did this video, stuff like that.
Well, there we go. That's the end of that.
World.
Three new machines coming out, M1 processor. We'll do the wash up at the show on Friday. Hope to see you there. Have a good weekend. Oh, no, it's not weekend, is it? It's the evening. Good evening. And see you on Friday.